put fires together, wires together.
What?
Okay, I'm going to nerd out for just a second because brain science is so cool.
Yes.
So what fires together, wires together has to do with our neurons that are firing and wiring together in situations. And oftentimes we think of it personally. Well, I think of it. I don't know if you ever think about that. That actually happens as couples too. So as a couple, when we are trying new things together, what fires together, wires together. So as we try new things, things are going on in our brain that are really, really cool. Like we have a higher awareness, a heightened awareness when we're in a new situation. And so when we're doing that together, our brains together are more activated. They're releasing different chemicals. So serotonin and endorphins, a lot of those kind of feel-good chemicals, even oxytocin, which is known as the bonding or the cuddle chemical, that's released. And so we have got all these things happening simultaneously together when we try something new.
Now I want oxytocin in tablet form. Well, that's what we're talking about today. Not oxytocin specifically, but trying new things together and how that can become a bonding and strengthening agent in your marriage for the many, many years in front of you. Mm-hmm. We are Brian and Elisa Hope, and with lots of years as a pastor
and a lot of years as a mental health therapist
and even more years being married, we've got hopes for your marriage. Here we go.
How often do you do new things with your spouse? Like, is this something that is a part of your rhythm and routine? And I hope it is. When we first met, we were doing new things all the time together. And I'm sure you did too, because everything you do together is new together. Mm-hmm. So when you first start dating, when you're first married, everything is new. And so that's just kind of the way it is. But over time, it doesn't necessarily stay that way without intentionality.
Yeah. So let's commit. Big commitment time. Let's commit to not being boring.
Yes.
And not being a boring couple. Mm-hmm. Not forget about what anybody else may say. We're not talking about make sure other people think you're exciting.
No.
Make sure that you each think that you each and you together are not boring. Boring is not good for marriage sustainability and joy.
Yeah.
So commit to mixing things up. Commit to doing things that are going to fire and wire together. New neural networks, right? Is that what they are?
New
neural networks and doing new things together.
Yes. Because let's be honest, our default is to slip right into routine and predictability. We like comfort. We like to know what's coming. And so if we're not really intentional about this, then what does happen is we become boring individually and together as a couple. And boring is kind of the opposite of fun.
Yeah, and we want to be mindful too. We know that there are personality differences.
Yes.
Some people are more inclined towards adventure-y things. Mm-hmm. Some people are more inclined to quiet at home things. The reality is you can still be contributing to a boring marriage if your familiarity is to always be doing your adventure thing. So it's not about the adrenaline factor in the event. It's about doing new things together.
Yes. There's a lot of great things that happen when you do new things together. Actually, there's a lot of research that shows that the happiest couples do new things together. So this is worth really focusing on. And again, let's put judgment aside. If you have gotten into just routine, which we tend to do when we're overwhelmed or when there's a lot going on, we just try to like muscle through what we know. So let's not judge where you're at. Let's just take a look at it and see if there might be some space or room in your life together as a couple to really make this a focus, because it's a small thing with a big impact. You will experience the benefits of doing new things together. So when you're doing these new things together, as I alluded to before, there is a heightened awareness and activation in your brain and attunement to one another. You're kind of checking in with one another. I think of when I'm running with our dog and he's not real sure where we're going because we're going on a new route. Like when we're on the same route, he knows exactly. He will turn where we're going to turn before I even get there. But with a new route, he's checking up with me. He's looking constantly like, where are we going now? And that kind of attunement is what happens when you're trying new things together. You're just checking in with each other. You're developing new skills together. You're problem solving, sometimes overcoming little or big challenges, and developing some resilience in that. You're discovering new things. There's things that you are excited about, or you're able to create memories around. You've got new things to talk about. Like, let's be honest, sometimes we get into talking about the same things and, you know, how many diapers you've changed, that can get kind of boring. I don't know, just the same Netflix show, that can get, there's just not a lot to talk about if you're doing the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the great things that I think we've experienced in trying new things is there's a vulnerability we all experience when we go into doing something new that is unfamiliar, that we don't know if we're going to be good at, what's going to come out of us, how we're going to react. And to be in that together gives your spouse a wonderful treasure of an opportunity to respond to your vulnerability and for you to respond to their vulnerability and to go through that together. That's part of that firing and wiring and brain stuff. What's the chemical that we want in time?
Oxytocin.
That's the oxytocin, where you all of a sudden you're like connecting because you have created an environment that allows you to be vulnerable and your spouse to respond lovingly and powerfully in that moment of let's keep going, let's keep trying. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And you're growing together too.
Oh my gosh. So
none of us want to be stagnant individually or together as a couple. And so when you have things that you're doing new, you're moving forward. It's kind of the opposite of just standing still and going backwards. With new things, you're developing new, it's growth. And so you're able to grow together, not just individually.
Yeah. Shared memories.
Yeah.
So powerful. Mm-hmm. Things that you have experienced together that nobody else knows about, nobody can really get, but you can look at each other and know, like, yeah, we were there, that happened, we did that together, whether it went well or whether it flopped, you know, cataclysmically, you share that memory, and that's part of that great bond that doing new things does together.
Yep.
So what does it look like? What are we even talking about? Because there is a huge spectrum. You've probably already thought of things that, well, I'm just not daring enough to do this.
Or, we don't have the money.
We don't have the money, or I like this.
I don't have the time, or
my spouse
liked it.
Oh, so many of those reasons.
List goes on up that we can come up with.
But there are small things and big things. And we want to let you know there is great value in all of them. What may seem like a little thing could really be a big deal.
Has a big impact.
Big impact. Mm-hmm. So things like find a new coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Don't we often just go to the same ones? Well, we're in a little town with plenty of, like, let's try this new one and see how it goes. See. Let's go to a new restaurant.
Because we have our favorite restaurants and it's find out favorites. But hey, let's try something new find a new recipe that we can do here at home together. Like, pick a recipe that we both think looks interesting, or a new technique that we've not tried on the grill or in the kitchen.
Might need to go get a new tool. Doing new things together. That sounds awesome. If you're a walker or a hiker, take a new trail. We have a trail that we do around here in our town. And I realized that we park the car and we go the same direction almost every time.
Why?
Here's a little thing. Start the other direction. Take the same trail and go left to right instead of right to left.
I'm crazy.
I know, it's crazy talk. But that's creating those neural networks.
You
it's
see things differently.
Making everything, like our dog going, where are we going? This is totally different. We've never gone this way before together. Yeah. And that's going to be really powerful. Mm. Invite somebody new over to your house. Do something new with somebody else. Learn a new game. A couple years ago, we learned how to play cribbage.
We forget often.
And when
too.
We forget, so
it's like we're learning all the time.
We keep having the same new experience over and over and over. How do we do this?
How do we play cricket?
We learn this.
Don't judge.
Oh well.
But take a class.
Take a
class.
Yeah.
So many classes that are free, even like through your community, your gardening extension. Learn about flowers or birds or macrame is a big deal right now. Or I wanted to learn how to weld. Like
we
learn
take
to weld
a welding
together.
Class together.
Class at your community
Sparks
college.
Fly.
Yes.
All right.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. You know. Great.
Yeah. What is important with whatever you do is to not focus on the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we tend to do is we try something, and if it doesn't work, we're like, well, that wasn't worth it. That was a flop. Not ever going to do that again. Because we are wired to learn from things, too. So let's say you had someone new over, and it was the most awkward situation ever. They overstayed. The food wasn't, whatever. And you're like, well, we're not doing that again. We're going to stick with the friends we know and the pizza we know. No. Like, that's how we get boring. That's how we get into routines. That's how we lose that spark in our marriage. And so we need to focus on the process of doing something new and celebrate the trying. Mm. So the trying, even if the trail turned out to be blocked with, you know, fallen trees and you had to turn around and you didn't get your normal walk in, well, awesome. Good job trying. One of the phrases that we've come up with is, well, it's all part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it actually becomes part of the story. And oftentimes in our marriage and in our family, we end up telling the stories of the flops
yes.
more than we do of the successes.
Yes, that's where all the fun stories come from, is the plans that did not go according to plan.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've heard, now there's great value in this, but we want to be clear here, that it's all fine and good, like find things you like to do together. That's difficult. It's way easier to just do new things together mm-hmm. and enjoy the process because
yeah.
you are going to be very different and you may not like some of the same things. Mm-hmm. And so trying to align at the end point can be really tricky. So just align at the starting line and through the process and mm-hmm. you'll find that that is really where the treasure lies.
Yep.
And like we said, it can be a little scary.
A little vulnerable.
Very mm-hmm. vulnerable to try new things knowing that they're probably not all going to be super great at the end. But what gives us the confidence and the boldness and the courage and the enjoyment to even jump into it is in our marriage situation when you can love each other and have that great trust that you know that even if in trying this I don't do very well, my spouse loves me mm-hmm. and I'm accepted and loved and she can laugh at me later, but with me first. Yeah, but I know that I haven't decreased in any value
yeah.
in my spouse's eyes. That comes from God.
Yeah.
The courage that we can have to go forward in trying new things, knowing that we have the freedom and the margins to not do well in them, is found in the good news of Christ's love for us.
Mm-hmm.
That He says He makes you enough, so just go try new things.
Yeah. So watch this video with your spouse
mm-hmm.
and then ask yourselves, what can we do to continue or start bringing some new things into our rhythms and routines? And then just see what happens.
It's going to be great.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoy trying new things
mm-hmm.
and we will see you next time.